Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back, Áine Kerr here in for Clare. Now, we've another busy day to look forward to in the Olympics, and Ireland could be on track for even more gold medals shortly in the rowing. And for more on this, we're joined by Thomas Byrne, Minister of State with Responsibility for Sport, who is over in Paris. Minister, thanks for joining us. And I know you're there, waterside, waiting for the rowers. We're just going to go to the swimming first, where we've had an amazing success this week with Mona McSharry and Daniel Whiffen. And I want to go back to an interview we had earlier in the year, Minister, with the CEO of Swim Ireland, Sarah Keane, who was on the programme. And probably in anticipation, hopefully, of a big week like this in swimming, she was talking about the need, though, for more types of swimming pools, more investment. And her concern was that there was no strategy in place to replace the pools that we have around the country. Is that a fair assessment? Do we have new energy now coming out the back of medals this week to really accelerate development of our pools countrywide?
Well, first, can I congratulate Mona McSharry and Daniel Whiffen? It's just joy for the whole country to see them achieve and be at their peak and to inspire everybody else. And I think it's really important to remember as well that swimming is, I think, the second biggest participation sport in the country. So it's a really, really important sport, and we need to support it. And Sarah is right. There has been maybe a lack of investment over the years. I think that's starting to change now. Only a couple of weeks ago, the government has signed off on a swimming strategy. We'll be launching that shortly. And that is there to point the direction as to where we need to be. We do have the large-scale sports infrastructure fund, and there has been significant grants allocated to swimming facilities. Unfortunately, under that round of the grant of that grant scheme the last time, lots of the projects, not just swimming projects, didn't get off the ground as quickly as we wanted. And we are working, and we have engaged with Swim Ireland on some of those projects, like in Galway, for example. And there's one underway all right in Luke, and there's another project in Eden Derry as well. Eden Derry is had a huge problem there, obviously. We want to get that one back up and running as well.
So, and Minister, you mentioned there a lack of investment and this new strategy that we can look forward to. Will that strategy have new commitments to more pools being built and maybe new innovations? Like, there is other ways to build pools, above ground pools, smaller learn to swim pools. What can we look forward to in that strategy?
Well, to be fair, I think that Sarah Keane and Swim Ireland have brought to the table lots of ideas about how we can provide more facilities and reduce the cost of them, because your traditional leisure centre that are in many of our towns around the country are extremely expensive to build. The innovation of pop-up pools is there as well, and they're really suitable for maybe small villages, really remote rural areas where you can get people in swimming who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to do that. And I think that they're a really, really important part of the equation as well. You can get thousands of people in learning to swim there. But I would say under this government, I mean, we will have announced grants in total between the large projects and the very small projects, up in €700 million. And it really is a massive step change from where previous sports facility funding was. And we've announced large-scale funding. We have another round out under consideration with the Sports Capital Programme under consideration at the moment. And this is going to see sports facilities, big and small, right across the country, literally popping up. And I'm really proud of that and proud of the investment that we've put in.
And Minister Thomas Byrne, do we need to rethink, though, ownership models here? So it sounds like big and small grants, big and small swimming pools. But traditionally, these pools and communities tend to now be privately owned. And we know it's big fees. We know so many parents anecdotally talking about long waiting lists. And those waiting lists are only going to grow, which is a great opportunity and a happy problem. But how will we now meet demand? And do we have to look at other models of investment and ownership?
Well, I think in remote rural areas, to get people started, I think the pop-up pools are a great idea, and in areas where there are no facilities. But clearly we need more swimming pools around the country. We want to see, we allocated quite a number of grants in the last large-scale sports infrastructure fund. There's a number of applications in now as well for the next round. And that will mean big investment in swimming. And we do need to see that. We absolutely need to see that, because we need more people able to take part and more people able to reach those heights that Daniel Whippen and Mona McSharry have reached, and that's really, really critical. And I think we are going to match that ambition with the money that we're spending on sporting facilities right around the country.
What could that translate into, Minister, if there is more investment, bigger projects, more pop-up pools? Like, is there a number? Is there a grand ambition here by 2030 we'll have increased the number of pools by X?
Well, what's happening now under the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund, the grants that were giving out a number of years ago and the applications that are under consideration now, is that local authorities in general have put, and these wouldn't apply to private facilities, these are local authority facilities, they put forward particular applications. There was one granted in Galway, as I said, there's Eton Derry, Loops is under construction, there's money for the Wicklow Swimming Pool and Leisure Centre. There are other projects as well that involve swimming pools that have been applied for at the moment and are currently under consideration that local authorities put forward. But as part of the swimming strategy, what will happen is there will be a sort of a formal review as to where we need to make sure that pools are, and to incorporate those innovations that Sarah Keane has talked about, the above-ground pools, the pop-up pools, and indeed shared multi-purpose facilities as well, that there are pools there with other facilities as well. And there are big issues as well with swimming pools that, you know, we have to address too in terms of energy conservation. They cost a lot of money. We've got to make sure as well that we don't need to build Taj Mahals. And I think some local authorities are putting forward these apps. They're absolutely stunning projects, there's no doubt about it. But they go way beyond what's required to get people even up to the level of a Daniel Whiffen or a Mona McSharry. And I think we need to watch that as well, because there are clearly cost considerations, notwithstanding the unprecedented investment that we will be putting into sport and have been putting into sport in recent years.
If the investment happens and we see small, large pools distributed across the country, we will then need simply more swimming teachers. We know that's a big problem as well, isn't it? As we think about rising demand here after an amazing Olympic Games so far in the swimming, has the government any measures, policies to attract more people into the business of swimming and teaching that incredible cohort who are going to want to do it and aspire to be the Monas and the Daniels?
Well, look, my primary focus as sports minister, and this goes to everything that I do, is to get sports participation up, to get more people involved. So it has come up since the pandemic. It's at 47% of adults are participating in sport on a weekly basis. We want to get it up to 60%. That means more facilities, that means more teachers, as you say, more opportunities in every section of society involved. That 60%, swimming is going to have to be a big part of that, because it is an accessible sport that people want to do.
Is it realistic, Minister, to be at 47% though here in 2024, and the ambition is 60% of adults participating in sport by 2027? Like, it's a big gap. Can it be done?
It's a huge gap. I think it can be done, and everything we're doing is designed to make that increase, whether it's investment in sport, in facilities, or the general current investment in our sporting bodies, and the aim is to double that over the next couple of years from where it was. I think that's really important, and that then funds the likes of Swim Ireland and all of the other sports bodies who need the running costs day to day to make sure that they're able to operate as a national sports body. And I think that's really important, and that investment is happening. Like, our investment in our high performance athletes is 50% more for this Olympics than it was for the previous Olympics. So there is huge investment going into sport at every single level. And it's really important, because it's important for health, but also in Ireland, I think almost uniquely, so critical for our community, whether it's your swimming community, your local GAA community, or whatever it is. It's how we gather as a nation. It seems to be around sports, and it's something that I support and the government supports.
Okay, so moving to the budget, and I'm sure as you're doing your budget estimates, that swimming strategy is in there, and we're seeing a lot of speculation here in August now about a budget to come in September, and seeing speculation in the papers today around a €20 a week increase in the pension. We're seeing speculation around potential VAT cuts on broadband, taxes on vapes, speculation around the energy credit could be paid by the end of the year, unlike in previous years. It's starting to shape up and sound like a giveaway budget, Minister Thomas Byrne.
No, the whole point of the budget is to protect what we have, to make sure that we, you know, protect that economy that is working so well for the country, to make sure it works even better for the people as well. So to protect families, to make sure that we can deal with cost of living increases that are still there, notwithstanding that inflation has reduced, and protect the economy. And that everything is built around that, whether that's giving families a break in terms of taxation or, critically, making sure that we fund our public services, our health service, our housing stock, all of that, our sports organisations as well, if I may say too, make sure that they're all able to operate in an effective manner that citizens are happy with. That's the thing. I mean, you can give away all you like, but the test is, what is the effect on waiting lists? What is the effect on, you know, the numbers of operations being carried out? And we have seen progress on that over the course of this government.
And is one of the big tests keeping pensioners happy? Like, we see backbench TDs talking about everything from 15 euro increases, 20 euro increases. We know it was 12 euro last year. What's the magic number, Minister?
I don't have a magic number for you, I'm afraid, Anya, but what I can say is that the test is, how do we protect families and the people of Ireland, how do we protect them? During the cost of living, the real sharp edge of the cost of living crisis, when fuel prices suddenly went up very, very high, our costs skyrocketed, the government did step in at the time, and we were criticised, of course, by the opposition. But actually, when you look back at what we did, I think there were very effective measures done to protect all sections of society and to get over the worst of that cost of living crisis. And I think you can expect, you know, reflecting that the cost of living crisis isn't just as acute as it was, but it's still affecting people. How do we continue to help people in that same vein that also protects our economy and doesn't let inflation itself run away again? That's what we don't want to happen.
But with all of these speculative headlines today, Minister, like, it would suggest that the government is preparing to ignore the advice, once again, of the Fiscal Advisory Council that it created. And we know that council has been asking for the government to show restraint. It's been concerned about overruns in budgets. It's been concerned about repeated breaches of the government's own spending rules. Are you shaping up here to ignore their advice?
Look, we're shaping. Look, you said that speculative headlines. It's the 1st of August. That's when you get speculative headlines about the budget. I think we wait and see what's actually in the budget. But I do know that if you look at the track record of this government, it's been to protect people, protect the economy, and it's going to be more of the same of that. And all of the speculation is fine. That's going to happen, and people are going to make their mind up. But there's a certain amount of money there. We've got to allocate it in the fairest possible way to protect public services and give families a break.
Another report in the papers today that is joining the link between budgets and sports is that of Casement Park. Minister, obviously there's been lengthy delays there with a new Labour government in the UK. We've seen Keir Starmer come out and say that he is exploring ways in which the government there could help meet the 200 million sterling pound shortfall. We know the government has made commitments here. Do you think that 2028 potential for participation in the Euros is possible? Will the government here have to look at pumping more money into this project?
Look, the government has given its commitment. We have a lot of other commitments as well. I mean, only today I announced that the National Velodrome and Badminton Centre is going to tender now. That's going to happen. And that's obviously a big commitment for the government up there at the National Sports Campus in Blanchardstown. It's really, really important. We've the Department of the Taoiseach through the Shared Island Fund has allocated 50 million to Casement Park. We want to see it in the Euros. I think it'll be a game changer for Belfast and the north of Ireland. It's really, really important. The benefits of that will be absolutely extraordinary. People always complain about these big events. In Paris last week, we saw that. We saw it in London as well. But at the end of the day, they always bring huge benefits to communities. And I think Belfast will be a huge beneficiary of that particular
event. I want
to see the rowing, if that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, I know. The guys are in the water. Thomas Byrne, Minister of State with Responsibility for Sport, who's over in Paris and now watching our rowers in the water. And we'll be going live to them after these.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.